So as I was telling the other ladies, other meaning besides you, that we don't have a quorum since we're a task force, but we normally, you know, conduct business when we have at least three. We have more than three right now. So we might as well get in the way. So let me just make some notes here. Okay, 307. All right, so let me just read the tentative agenda and see if you all have any modifications or additions. All right, so the first one is choose a pro tem secretary and a pro tem chair. Two, discuss offer to have a fixed time slot for the LSB show. Three, discuss the mechanics.
Could you repeat that last part?
Discuss the offer to have a fixed time slot for the LSB show.
Oh, okay.
That's Linda's offer to us, okay. To the committee. Discuss the mechanics of having the officers and directors do the first show during the station shutdown. And four, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Okay. Any objections to that agenda or any modifications?
No, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. So pro tem chair. All right. I'll volunteer to be pro tem chair. Is that all right with everyone?
May
I modify that to make it a motion to choose the pro tem chair who shall also do number four, choose the next meeting?
Well, you're a little ahead of yourself, but yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll do that one too. All right, so let's deal with the pro tem.
It's such a long agenda, I just wanted to shorten it a little bit.
Yeah, four items.
Yeah, right.
How will we ever get through it? But pro tem secretary, who wants to do that?
I really can't. I can't do it. I can't see enough to do it. I can't read my own handwriting, for one thing.
Catherine,
well, I'll use the same excuse. I fell last week and I injured my hand, and I'm not good at either typing or taking notes, so I will like to decline that if possible.
Catherine,
can you do both, Sean, or is it too hard?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thanks, Catherine.
Okay. Oh, and
someone
Catherine
just come on.
Who? What?
Yes.
They would have been announced or announced themselves.
Yeah, or we would have heard a little sound letting us know.
Okay.
That
right.
So,
like that.
For the sake of my notes, can you take attendance?
Well, we don't have a set membership. I don't.
Okay.
All right.
Can anyone here just call out their name?
Sure. Janet Coleman.
Pat Logan.
Carolyn Burden.
Sean Rhodes.
And Catherine Davis. Okay, thanks.
Someone else join the call?
Pat Logan is here.
No, besides the names that were called out, when you were asking that, someone else, I heard a little chime, and I thought someone else was joining us.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, that's here, who's at the meeting. All right, so we got Catherine Seki. Okay. Number two, discuss the offer, which is the main reason why we're here. Discuss the offer to have...
Before we do that, did you send out the agenda, or could you send me a copy of it?
All right. Well, let me read it to you again.
Okay, read it again.
Okay. Number one, choose a pro tem secretary and a pro tem chair. Two, discuss the offer to have a fixed time slot for the LSB show. 3, discuss the mechanics of having the officers and directors do the first show during the station's shutdown. 4, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting.
Okay, and Sean is taking 1 and 4, and right. Catherine is serving as pro tem secretary. Okay.
Correct, right. Okay, so number 2, discuss the offer to have a fixed time slot for the LSB show. Let me just give a little bit of history here. We met in March. We went over the empowering motion, and we passed it. And that motion was brought to the LSB. The LSB didn't get to deal with it until the April meeting. It was passed at the April meeting with an overwhelming majority. It passed 18 yes, 3 no. Okay, after that, I contacted Catherine to contact Linda Perry to get some dates for the first show, which is always officers and directors, as you know. Linda came back to Catherine with an email that I forwarded to the list, and let me just read it for Pat's benefit because she's not privy to all of this stuff. Linda wrote on May 18th in response to Catherine's query for some dates for that first show. She wrote, okay, I want to have it consistently monthly at a specific time, not move around the schedule. What would the group like, morning, afternoon, or evening, weekday or weekend? For instance, Friday nights at 10 p.m. or Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. or Friday mornings 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Thanks, Linda. So that's the primary reason why we're meeting here today, to discuss, you know, how do we want to proceed with that offer? So now that you have some background as to how that offer came about, let me just read the salient part of the motion, which is pertinent here. That is the full number 5, the full paragraph number 5 of the motion says, in an effort to provide the greatest outreach to each listener, the committee will explore several formats and scheduling options. The LSB recommends that if its live on-air report is rotated throughout the program schedule, that it be done in such a way that it does not repeatedly affect the same programs. Okay, so one could state that for the past 16 years, since 2004, we've been exploring the rotation format.
Right.
Now we're being offered a fixed time format, a schedule option. Okay. I think also with that second sentence of that paragraph, the LSB recommends that it be rotated throughout the program schedule. Well, that's a recommendation. It's not a dictate. So, according to our own motion, us taking a fixed time slot is permissible. I would suggest that if we decide to take that offer, that at the next LSB meeting, which is next week Wednesday, I'll just inform them of what has transpired and that, you know, we'll be on a monthly basis at a fixed time slot as opposed to a rotating. But how do others feel? Okay, well, I heard Janet first and then Catherine. So, Janet, go ahead.
I don't know whether this is too snarky to even say, but since hardly anybody has the same show for a month anyway, I mean, the schedule changes so profoundly and constantly, and it will again, as I understand it, as of tomorrow night. I find it hard to believe that that a program could remain in a constant position, you know? I think she'll forget it. And, I prefer our way. On the other hand, I prefer the rotating schedule. On the other hand, with so much change in rotation anyway, the constancy of this one program, although whoever gets the other, you know, that time slot only has three shows a month, I don't know if that is fair to any programmer, you know. Those are my comments. The one is that he changes so much anyway, we should have a constant spot, and the other being that it's whoever gets the assignment, even if it is for only a couple of months as a programmer, is quite shortchanged, you know. And I'm not sure that Linda recognizes that disability for the programmer. I don't know that she's really worked it out, because those are my comments.
Well,
do they make sense to everybody?
Add Carolyn to the stack. Yes. Carolyn to the stack. Thank you.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay. So I actually do think she's worked it out, and specifically using this to target shows. That's what I think. But that's just me.
Do you know which shows would replace are on my schedule?
Yeah, my show is one of them. But
oh, really?
On Friday, it's BBQ Radio. On
Wednesday, it's BBO Radio.
BBO, right.
What's that?
BBO Radio.
That's the rap show.
It's the hip-hop show.
Uh-huh.
On Wednesday, it's Black Agenda Report.
Oh.
And on Friday, it's Dream Leapers and Heart of Mind. So three black shows, people and shows she doesn't necessarily like, in my opinion.
So do you alternate with Dream Leapers?
What?
Do you alternate
with Dream Leapers? It's a two-hour slot.
I see. Dream Leapers. Okay.
So BBO is a two-hour show. Black Agenda Report is a one-hour show. I didn't see anything for the 4 o'clock, 3 to 5. 4 o'clock just says special on the schedule. I don't know how coherent that special is. I don't know what that means. And on Friday, it's Dream Leapers and Heart of Mind. So, of course, for me, it's personal. But even if it weren't, I would say that already we're alternating between fundraising and programming.
Right.
So we only have two shows a month anyway.
Right.
Hmm. And that could go on indefinitely because there's no money, right?
Right.
It's already been extended for two more weeks. So that would mean in June, a person would only have one show.
Wait a minute. How long is it extended until next week?
It's this week and next week, I think.
Okay, until further remarks are made about extending it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're talking about, and there's a staff meeting tomorrow, so we'll find out who's canceled and whatever. I mean, who knows? I might not have a show next week anyway. But, you know, I wouldn't mind if it was, I wouldn't mind if she would be able to provide a slot that was a clear slot that wasn't going to impact the show. But if it's going to impact any of these programming, I think that it's detrimental to the show.
Me too.
Carolyn, how do you... Are you through, Catherine?
Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn, what do you have to say?
This is a real issue. I mean, in the past, some show had to be preempted, and if we moved around, it meant only once. But offering us a full-time... I would like to... send a letter saying thank you. It would be very helpful to have a show at the same time. How many weeks do we need? How many shows do we need, Sean?
Do we need?
I mean,
well,
we usually
it's
take
once
up
once a month, right?
Yeah. So we do it until we go through the entire rotation, eight people at a time.
Okay, and usually how many months, how many shows does that take?
Well, wait a minute, the cat did
something. Sean, how many shows does that usually take to go through the entire rotation? Do you recall? I do not.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I think we should take the opportunity to write a letter, thank Linda for the offer of a fixed time slot, but to point out that her suggested times, in fact, would eliminate shows by Sviva producers, and that is the last thing we would like to do, as the station values its five producers and these three shows. So, if she has another time available, other times to suggest, we would like to see that, but we would urge her not, we would not want to be responsible for taking off the air these three shows. Just make it very clear that that's the basis of our objection, and if she can come up with something better, that would be fine. And maybe we can get such a letter out before the staff meeting.
My question is there a time in the schedule that is free?
Who knows? We await tomorrow. I mean, this stuff really, I mean, she is fiddling with this thing on an ongoing and constant basis to a point of where it seems an obsession to keep, you know, dumping people into Siberia that have worked there a while.
Well, that's
Carolyn, on the staff?
I would really not give her that, I don't know. I would not like her to interfere any more than she already is with regular programming. People barely have a chance to take a deep breath before their show is moved.
Carolyn, on the staff next time.
Sorry, I wasn't even on the staff. Yeah.
Well, there was a loose conversation there, but,
yeah.
You know. But Carolyn, go ahead, you're next.
Yeah, well, that brings up a good point. If there are programs that are temporary or on and off, and not regular programs that we could represent, it almost doesn't matter because we haven't done a very good job of advertising in the past, and I think we need to do a lot better job. But if we can make sure that the rebroadcasts are highly advertised and kept on the website for a very long time, we might get more of an audience, you know, if not live, than in archive, listening to the archive. But I think it would be a good opportunity to make a point about erratic broadcasting changes. You don't have to use that word. Although it fits.
Catherine,
are there other shows that are good, that are
not
regular shows?
Wait, one at a time. Carolyn, were you through with what you were saying?
No, I'm sorry, an afterthought. I just wanted to ask Catherine if she knows of other possible slots of programs that are not regular, temporary or ad hoc, that we could replace without disrupting, fixed programs and regular reports,
I don't, and I'm not sure even if what's on the website is the actual schedule. I don't know what it is. You know, is it based on the fund drive? Is it? I just don't know what's happening. But I feel personally that if it's going to be like that, it should be during a show that has a daily show. So if
that's
you're on
point.
5 days,
how many of those are there?
Yeah. Well, there's only two. There's in the morning, in the early mornings from 6 to 8, and noon to 2. That would be Leonard Lopate and Gary Null.
No, there's another one. There's
isn't
a, 2 I don't
o'clock?
Know, Josh Fox.
When is he on?
I don't know, but I think...
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock every day,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm not sure about Friday, but...
Is that a one-hour show, Patty, or two?
A one-hour show.
One.
Oh, no.
Is Josh Fox a one or a half?
The one-hour show.
I see.
Oh, it is.
One.
Okay.
It's on Thursday and Friday, according to this Wednesday.
No, it's on Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
You look at the grid on BI.org.
That's Tuesday. What I'm looking at.
Really? I have it Tuesday through Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay. All right. It says from here, Cuomo. Yeah. Okay. So that's 4 days a week. So it could be it should be during a day, even four times a week. It's not that much of a harm to the show to have it removed once a month.
Is that one of the selections?
No, it's not.
No, of course not.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
But wait. That would be good. Write a letter proposing one of those three.
Well, hold on. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves here. Pat wanted to speak next, and then I'm putting myself on after her. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, I also agree that we should not be taking away somebody's show on a regular basis like this. I'm just shocked how many things you every time you put the radio on, something new or something's changed. I mean, I didn't know that Maxim Murphy was not going to be on Wednesdays at 5 anymore. I had no idea. They were on yesterday. I mean, last week.
So crazy.
It's going a little too far, really, but I think we need to. I mean, I've always, up until recently, I've been pretty pleased with a lot of the stuff that Linda has done, but it's getting ridiculous now, and some of the really, really new shows don't seem to be of the quality of the ones that we got last year. So we have to do something that's also going to be good for our show, since if she intends to let us have our show on a regular basis, we need to try to ensure that that happens as well, because it's never happened before. We've always been bumped and jumped and bounced around from here to there to nowhere back. So it would be nice for us to have a regular once a month slot. It would be fantastic for the LSB.
Carolyn,
hold on, you're after me. You done, Pat?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with Pat. I agree with Pat in terms of having a fixed slot that we could publicize and let the listenership know well in advance we're going to be on this week of the month, third or fourth, or however it works out. The concern, I should say, the flaw with what I was hearing earlier in terms of getting a slot from one of those shows that are on four or more times a week is that those shows would, by default, prohibit the LSB from participating, because the LSB, even if they're at home, we have to think of the long term as well as post-pandemic, most folks may not have jobs that would allow them to phone in during those hours. So Pat says, you know, that we have to look at something that would be best for our show. I think a once-a-month slot, and I was particularly interested in the 10 p.m. slot, as that would ensure that would have the most participation, because people have work schedules or whatever during the day, but just about everyone would be able to participate by phone. And once we get, you know, past the pandemic, whenever that is, people could be in studio for 10 p.m. as well. And we've done shows
from 10 p.m. to midnight in the past, and we had, you know, full participation. So that's my take on the thing. But, Carolyn, you were after me.
Thank you for those points. But in response to what you said, we have to assume that curfew will end at some point.
Right.
10 p.m. curfew may last for quite a while. I'd like to suggest that we write a letter to Linda and frame it just the way you did, Sean, that we would prefer, and we think it would be better for listeners and ensure better participation, yada, yada. Now, if we take Catherine's suggestion of the 12 to 2 show, you know Noah's going to scream bloody murder. How much money does LoPate bring in compared to 6 to 8 a.m.?
Well, 6 to 8 a.m. brings in very little. So I'm sure LoPate brings in more.
Well, LoPate, if I might interject, LoPate has been successful in terms of bringing in buddies. So that's his strength.
Okay.
Catherine's going to talk about
Go ahead, Catherine. Go ahead.
Well, since you were thinking that the 10 p.m. slot would be a good one,
mm-hmm.
and I think that there makes sense there, maybe we could propose that we slide across the week so that at 10 p.m. So we do it on Friday, then the next time it'll be Monday, then the next time it'll be Tuesday. That way we won't disenfranchise any particular show.
Pat.
So there's a little bit of movement, but it's still relatively, you know, in the right time frame.
Pat.
Okay, I hear you, Pat. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I think that is a terrible idea because I don't think we're going to get a lot of people listening to us at 10 p.m. to midnight. I don't think a lot of people, I mean, the people, the sort of people that are interested in voting, you know, a lot of them are you know, older listeners, long-time listeners, you know, different categories of listeners who are very likely not going to be staying up till midnight. I just don't think it's going to get a lot of listenership. We have to consider listenership as well as we have to consider participation by board members.
If I may, what would you suggest?
I thought, I would have thought that afternoon would have been good if it wasn't for messing up something as wonderful as Black Agenda Report. I certainly don't want to interrupt that show if that's what's going to be on. But
what don't you want to interrupt?
Black Agenda Report is supposed to, you said that would be on at Wednesday?
Friday. Wednesday, five. Right.
You know, 3 to that's 4 on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I thought she's offering us 3 to 5, she was offering us?
Wait, hold on. Let me read that again. Let me read that again.
I kind of thought maybe it was 4 to 6.
No, she didn't say 4 to 6.
No?
No. She said Friday nights at 10 p.m., Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 5. You were right about that.
Yeah.
Or Friday mornings, 10 to 12. So you think Wednesday 3 to 5, but that interrupts Black Agenda.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well.
I think it would be a good time as far as listenership is concerned.
But it doesn't have a lot of participation from LSV members.
Yeah, well, Friday morning is the worst. Friday morning, a lot of people will be working.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Friday morning we would get the least participation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it matters now. Everyone's home.
Yes, but that's not going to go on for, I mean, it's not going to go on for too much longer. I think they're opening up new categories of workers.
Well, let me go back. Can I be on the stat?
Yes.
Who's that, Catherine?
No, Janet.
Oh, okay.
I think that the great idea of a regular time slot for any show is like you're like guessing, because Linda preempts very casually and quite constantly anytime she thinks there's an important show she prefers to have in the slot. I don't think there's any more guarantee that this show will appear with regularity just because it's assigned a constant spot. I have never seen so much preemption on such short notice as I have in this current administration. And I think it will go on because I think that Linda works with Katia in Washington, and whatever sounds good in Washington gets put on in New York. And I just don't think there's any guarantee that there will be regularity in this time slot. So I really hate like hell. Even if a program, a Black Agenda, has a time slot for, you know, a month more before it gets changed, I think we should pick a time slot, an individual time slot. I don't think that this is a good gamble. You know? To have a regular time slot. That's my feeling about it.
I came back. Can you repeat that again, Janet? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I think I said I have never seen so many preemptions as there are in the current administration, because the sort of inside baseball is that Linda works with Katia in Washington, and that whatever is like looking great as a special from Washington, she will want to put on and has been putting on. And I think that increases the possibility of this show being preempted too. You know, I mean, in a way, that's probably why the 10 to midnight is a likely bet, because preemptions don't usually last that long into the day, you know?
Exactly. I was just going to... Exactly.
Yeah.
Carolyn, did you want to say something, or you were just letting us know you're back on the call?
No, I did. Thank you. I think the 10 p.m. looks more logical to me, but I don't want to preempt anything, really. That's part of the problem. Anything regular. And I do think we should get on record, because people accuse us of doing this deliberately, that we do not wish to preempt regular show all the time. I don't know how to get around that. On the other hand, the success of any program depends on our ability to advertise it again and again and make sure people are watching it. And that means that we have to do something about the website. It's impossible to find a show on there. It's driving me crazy. It's just not working very well. So maybe we could say, we hope that by the time, you know, we need to advertise this show, you will have improved, or the station website will have improved enough so that people have good directions and easy to follow directions and finding a show that they want. It's a bit of a disaster. Yeah, this came up on the Pacifica Fightback meeting the other night too, and James Haggerton said the same thing, that the website made it very difficult to advertise or find a show or send anybody to find a show. So I wouldn't mind what time it was if we could find it whenever we wanted to. You know, a stable box on the website that said the report to the listeners, et cetera, is at such and such a time this week or next week or whatever. You know, but just keep it up there in front of the listeners all the time. And again, I think we should put all this in a letter so we're not accused of preempting valuable programs.
I'd like to say something at this point. The other concern I have is that, well, I have two. A, this motion was passed in April. It's June. We haven't had the first show yet, which is the least controversial show of all of them, which is officers and directors. I don't want to spend more time, you know, debating and wrestling with Linda for a time slot to do at least even the first show. Second, if my other concern is that if we say, you know, that we'd like to continue on a rotating basis, well, is she going to abide by that? Or is she just going to say, well, forget about it. I'm not going to bother wasting my time with you at all. I mean, you know, what are our options here?
Let's ask. You know, say we would like some assurance that we will not be rotated, et cetera. I don't know that we'll get it, but it would be nice to get it on record as asking. I don't think the rotation is terrible, frankly, if we could improve the advertising, the publicity.
Well, for our purposes right now, that's a separate discussion. Our question is, do we accept this offer or not?
Well, I'm against it for the reasons I outlined. As Catherine pointed out, it seems to be targeted.
Folks, I'm having a really horrible problem. A Zoom meeting I was supposed to be at seems to be at 2 hours earlier than I was supposed to be. So while I'm on here, I'm going to try to figure out what to do here.
Oh.
I'm going to get on Zoom as well. This is ridiculous.
I have a suggestion, Catherine, for the stat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't we just pick one and say, we're happy to consider a stable time slot that would be beneficial for the listeners and the, LSB members, and say, and just pick one, whatever it would be, whether it's 11 Friday, 10 Friday, or 3 Wednesday, just pick one and say, please schedule this for June. But because we have concern about affecting programs, we would like to continue the discussion, see if we could find a stable slot that doesn't impact a program.
I like that idea. But here's the concern with that is that it's not enough for us to have a discussion amongst ourselves. And is she willing to have, you know, that kind of conversation with us?
Well, in the letter she sent, she suggested these time slots. It was something like, for instance. So we could say we'd like to try it, but we need to find out, you know, about the people's schedules, and, you know, we have to, it might be more complex to make sure that it's possible to do that from the perspective of the people on the LSB. We don't have to make it about her. But we could also say we would, if, since she's changing the schedule anyway, all the time,
don't say it like that.
No, not like that. But, right. You know,
don't tell her she's doing that.
Well, I'm not the one, because I don't know how to talk to her. I'm too upfront. All the time.
We know what happens to people who do that.
Yeah, they get eliminated.
They do.
They get
targeted. Or put in a midnight slot.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's happened to me almost under every program director so far.
Finish your thought, Catherine. Go ahead.
So I'm just saying that I'm trying to accommodate getting something for June,
but also putting forth our concerns. And, you know, as it is, it's already late in the timing, you know, because because she gave us a time slot already, but apparently the window was too small to be able to accept it.
Right.
So I think we should just accept one of those three and voice our concern. And maybe nothing will happen and the person will just suffer. Or maybe something will happen. But at least if we voice our concern, we can bring it up again.
Well, and ask her to attend to me.
Yeah, she just doesn't want to deal with it. Yeah, she just doesn't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. What is the it? Just for clarity.
The LSB and the show.
Oh.
She doesn't, whatever she doesn't like, she abuses in a way.
She doesn't like much.
That's a long list.
She does. She really does. But it's about her, it's what her sensibility is. So if she doesn't like a topic, then she doesn't think it's valuable. So
moving us around is too much effort for her? Is that what you're saying? She'd rather stick us one place?
Yeah, I think she just thinks it's easier for her.
Okay.
That's my take on it. It's easier for her if it's just one day a month on the same day a month every month. That's easy for everybody.
You say it is easier for everybody.
I think it is because everybody knows what it's going to be, and they can decide according to their life what day in that time slot they can make themselves available.
I like
but
that
it
idea.
Is easier. I'm just saying that if we voice our concern, that at least we can revisit it. I mean, it may not work, but at least it will give us a chance to first display that we do have the concern. And then we can come back if it becomes, next time around.
So who wants to write this letter to her? I mean, I think since Catherine is the one who relayed Linda's email to us, she should be the one to take our response back to her. But is it all of us chiming in and Catherine's relaying our response to Linda? Or Catherine's just...
Oh, I think so, yes. I think that should be, whoever signed it. And I don't want... Catherine, will doing this exacerbate your relationship? In which case
no.
Somebody else should write the letter? Okay.
No. I don't think it's that logical.
It's never been logical.
It's not that logical.
Logic is the last concern that we have around here.
Name
me a logical action lately.
and I don't think it will make a difference. If she wants to target me, she will. It's not going to change that.
Mm.
So I'm not fearful about it. I just don't know if I can accomplish it before the staff meeting, but I'll try.
Okay. Well, I wasn't suggesting it be before the staff meeting. I just like whenever we get it done.
I heard somebody say that.
Well, I said that. I thought it might be a good idea to make it an open issue so it can't be done, under cover of anonymity or anything.
Okay. So which time slot do we want to choose?
Well, I was just going to ask that. That's our next question. I'm in favor of 10 p.m. Friday, and as late Friday, like the last Friday in the month. So that's way we can have time to contact the officers and get promotion out and this, that, and the other. But how do others feel?
I think I'm in favor of that time slot, too. Whose show is on there now, though?
BBL Radio.
Which is what again? The hip-hop show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think, okay, then that.
All of the 10 o'clock shows are art shows.
Oh, okay, then that.
That's the new ghetto.
Yeah.
All right. So there's Janet. There's me. Who else is? Who else wants to weigh in on this matter? Who's in favor of a slot? I should say pick
your
favorite.
Oh, that's fine. I'll second that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Carolyn. Pat, where do you stand?
I'm not going to be the only one to oppose it. I think it's ridiculous, but I'm not going to be the only one to oppose it. If you find out that we may find out that we get more listeners than I thought, or we may find out that I'm right, and okay. Some point
so
we'll need to revisit it. I mean,
right. All right.
Well, what will happen, if I may,
go ahead,
Sean?
Ken.
It's younger people who are listening at night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's true, the seniors may not hear it, but there are more younger people. And for BAI, younger could mean 50. That's
well,
50.
And to point out here, for this first show, we do have young people who are who would be participating, meaning the officers. Charlotte, the secretary, is a youngin. And the, who else? We have, so Charlotte, she's the youngin. The rest of us are old fogies. The other officers and directors. But, you know, for Charlotte and her friends, you know, we should try that company. See if we can pull them in.
Well, I'm right. Thinking, if I may.
Wait, hold on. So, Catherine, which time slot are you in favor of, the Wednesday or the Friday? Catherine?
I'm thinking. I think the Friday.
Okay. All right. All right. So you could say four in favor and one abstaining. All right. So then we have to work on this letter. But I don't want to do that now because it's getting close for Janet to do her little Zoomy thing.
Well, all right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And we can exhaust this for hours. But there are two other. Well, there's one other thing that we need to deal with before we head on out of here, and that is discuss the mechanics of having the officers and directors do that first show. Normally, what we have is a mixture of panelists, four in each hour, participating either in person and some by phone. Since the shutdown because of the epidemic, that's no longer possible, and we don't have enough phone lines to accommodate four people at once and then take listener calls. So what I would suggest is that we have that the panelists in each hour either use free conference.
You there? What was that?
I have no idea.
I think there's somebody on the call. I hear a voice behind it. Maybe they're not. They don't have a good connection.
Uh-huh.
Well, who calls into question using this conference line?
Somebody disrupting the call or breathing very heavily into the mic.
That's a technical sound. So someone is either trying to talk and is not getting through, or there's some problem with the line. I would suggest. Zoom.
Okay.
I've done programs with Zoom. And I have a subscription to Zoom. What you do is you set up the call, send everyone the number, including the engineer.
Right. Okay.
The engineer calls in and they just record it. They use their connection to broadcast from or record, however it works. You know, bring it up
on the board. Right.
And everybody else will be on Zoom.
And
you just
will,
have to give a program sheet to the engineer so they know when to play what.
And that will allow for listener calls to be made. So the Zoom line is on, the Zoom call is on one line, and then the other lines are free to take listener calls. So
yeah.
Okay.
Well, that depends on whether or not the engineer is in studio.
Well, the engineer at 10 p.m. on Friday is Max's shift. He's in studio.
I know, but Max, if we're still in quarantine, he would have, or if the subway is not working, he wouldn't be able to stay till midnight.
Well, that's a problem for...
They say the subways are going back to regular schedule next week.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then by the end of the month, it won't be a problem then.
Yeah, so I think Zoom would work.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how, because Max usually does come in. It's Michael and Reggie who are working from home.
Correct.
So if Max is in, then he would be able to take listener calls.
Right. Right.
Great.
Okay. all right. So let's see. Do you have to make your reservation for the Zoom thing in advance, Catherine? Or you could just do that on the spur of the moment. How does that thing work?
It's better if it's done in advance. I'm not that good at it yet, but you can do it. You could do it on the spur of the moment as well, or reasonably close to it.
Okay. Well, I think once we give Linda our choice here and let her know that we'd like to continue the discussion about how this would work, she will, you know, send out the preemption notice and, you know, put things in place for the 26th we're looking at here. And then that will be enough time for you to do what you need to do on your end regarding Zoom. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So we, meaning the committee, already designated the implementers. That was Janet, myself, and I at the last meeting, and I agreed to do the promotion. So we're already set on that front. So Janet and I will confer and divvy up who contacts, you know, who. And I guess the next thing we could continue online is the letter. What points we'd like to bring out in the letter? Okay. And we already did number four, which is me convening the next meeting. All right. So. Any other items you think we need to discuss while we're here, or we can call it a productive session?
Absolutely, as usual, Sean, thank you for productive sessions.
that's my middle name.
It sure is. I always enjoy a meeting with you because I know it's going to go off the rails.
Yeah. Well, you have to know how to, you know, maintain the reins but allow a little leeway.
Hello?
Yeah,
Janet Coleman. I don't know. I got totally disconnected.
Has joined.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I vanished.
Well, what's the last thing you heard?
The last thing I heard was, I don't know, someone giving an opinion on the, I don't know where I was. I was doing two things at once, so.
Last two items. There were four people in favor of the 10 p.m. on Friday. We're looking at June 26th. This way we have enough time to make the reservations for the officers and directors. You and I will divvy up who contacts who because we already were designated back in March. And I'll give me time to put out the promotion since I took that on in March. Once Linda... issues the preemption notice, Catherine can then go ahead and make her reservation on Zoom and then get that information to us so we can give it to the officers and directors and then share that with Max because Friday nights. And Pat says that the trains will be going back to regular schedule as of next week. So by the end of the month, there shouldn't be an issue for him having to leave early. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to multitask and it ain't working, yeah.
We're almost done.
I know.
We're getting ready to say goodbye.
In other words, let me. I just want to go over my task. You and I will divide up the list of directors and
officers.
Yes, whatever. And officers, and we will call them, and we and as soon as we get the word from Linda about that 10 o'clock, right?
Correct.
Okay. And do we have a backup if she's changed? She's already given that that show away to somebody else.
Well, then
I mean,
as of
tomorrow, we're going to find. Who knows what we'll find out?
Catherine, you were saying
something? She hasn't heard from us yet.
Whoever
she can't
has
have given it away.
They would be preempted, I guess.
Yeah, because it's more than 2 weeks' notice. I mean,
all right.
Okay. All right. So as I was saying, that the writing of the letter regarding our concerns, we could work on that, you know, online, but we don't have to be on the call to do that right now. So that's
right.
Where we are. And we already agreed earlier on in this meeting that I would be the one chosen to convene the next meeting. So barring any other matters, I'd say we're done. We can call it a day.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you again.
Excellent.
Well, thank you all. Thank you all
thank
for your
you.
Participation.
Is anybody interested in reading me the letter before it gets sent? I can.
No, we're going to pass
it
around,
idea.
Sean, maybe. Sean, do you want to pass around a draft?
Pat doesn't have email, but yeah, I can read it to her before we send it out.
Yeah, I would like to just hear it. I mean, I'm sure you guys are going to do a good job because we thoroughly discussed what we want to say.
Okay, yeah, I'll volunteer to do that, Pat. I'll
okay.
keep in touch with
Thanks.
You. Thanks. Okay, no problem. All right, so before Janet rejoined, I should say.
I'm going to leave you now, okay?
We
yes.
had a productive
okay,
session.
Thank you, Janet.
So thank you.
Bye, Janet.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. All right, thank you all.
Bye-bye. Thank
Take
you.
Care.